President Biden's sweeping debt relief plan was struck down by the Supreme Court in June. Then the administration rolled out new programs to help some borrowers. And now 2023 ends with tens of millions of borrowers returning to repayment. NPR's Corey Turner has spent the year covering all of these ups and downs. And today he shares the story of one borrower whom he met along the way.
Kurt Panton is 43. He grew up in Miami, now lives in Germany with his wife, Lizzie, and their young daughter, Pauline. And he has the best, most infectious laugh ever.
You know?
A year ago, Kurt sent me an email. Basically said he'd been repaying his federal student loans for 19 years. I emailed back, and last December, 2022, we met for the first time over Zoom.
Hey, Kurt.
Hi.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, person.
Kurt told me he graduated from college in 2003 and started repaying his student loan soon after, steady as a metronome.
I was always on whatever was the lowest I could pay.
Did you hear that baby in the background there? That's Pauline, who'd been born just a few weeks earlier.
I'm going to very quickly switch locations. Hold on.
It's all good.
When we met, Kurt had about $18,000 left of his student loans, and I told him his story was super interesting to me. So I asked him to send me every record of every loan payment he had ever made.
You still want that screenshot?
Yeah, sure. Sending me more is better than less.
Okay.
My plan was to count every single one of Kurt's payments, all 19 years worth.
All right, we'll be in touch,
man. Okay. All right, take care.
You too. Bye.
Now, I want to do something kind of weird here, and I want to stop my story. Like, I need a record scratch or something. There we go. Here's the thing. I need a little help. So, hey, Elsa.
Hello. I've just descended from the heavens.
I need to explain why Kurt Panton's loans were so interesting to me, and I'm afraid I might get too nerdy.
I love nerdy, though.
I need you to be the nerd police, Elsa.
Okay, okay. All right. I will be the nerd police.
So 2 years ago, before I met Kurt, NPR did an investigation into these special student loan repayment plans that are all based on income.
Like the less you earn, the less you have to pay each month, right?
Precisely. And the newest plans also promise loan forgiveness for undergraduate borrowers like Kurt if they make payments for 20 years, which, if you do the math, is 240 monthly payments.
Okay, I'm with you so far.
All right, but in this investigation, we found a ton of problems that were really hurting borrowers.
Yeah, I totally remember this. You found that some loan servicers were not actually counting payments at all, right? And that meant they had no idea when a borrower had actually earned loan forgiveness.
Exactly. They were also miscounting payments. And lots of borrowers who would have benefited from these income-based plans, Elsa, including Kurt, were never even told about them.
Okay, so these plans, they were like good in theory, but in reality, they were a total mess.
Total mess. But after this NPR investigation, the Biden administration came out and said, we're going to fix this. They promised to review everybody's payment histories and give borrowers essentially back credit towards loan forgiveness, even if, like Kurt, they weren't even in an income-based plan.
Sounds like basically a do-over.
A monumental do-over, Elsa, which then brings us full circle to Kurt, because he'd been repaying his loans for 19 years.
Oh, right. And then under this monumental do-over, as you say, he could supposedly qualify for loan forgiveness in, what, just another year?
Emphasis on supposedly.
Okay.
Because these reviews at the time last year were just a promise. You know, no one really understood how they were going to work. And everyone, including the Ed Department, by the way, was still completely focused on Biden's big debt relief plan. Because this was all before the court eventually killed it.
Ah, right. So Kurt was kind of a test case for you to see if this other kind of sleeper loan forgiveness do-over was actually going to happen.
Exactly. Thank you, Elsa. That was awesome.
Thank you.
All right. So back to that first Zoom with Kurt last December. It took a while once we finished, but Kurt did send me his entire payment history. We kept in touch through the spring as I slowly plugged all of his payments into a spreadsheet. And then last summer, the Supreme Court struck down Biden's big debt relief plan, and Kurt and I hopped on Zoom again. This time, Pauline, was 10 months old.
Yeah. She's cruising and crawling.
And she was sitting on Kurt's lap.
Hi, Corey. It's Corey. Yeah, you're having fun talking student loans. I hope you never have to pay student loans, little one.
I showed Kurt the spreadsheet that I had made of all of his payments.
Scrolling down, keeping in mind that you need 240 months of payment to qualify for the 20 years.
So I'm at 233. Oh, wow. Okay.
You are so close.
I'm so close. When you were scrolling down on that Excel spreadsheet, I was like, please get to 240, please. And then I saw 233 and I'm like, no.
The good news for Kurt was that the education department had recently announced the first round of reviews under this do-over and said it would be erasing the loans of more than 800,000 people just like him. So we waited until the middle of November, just last month.
Pauline got up at maybe 3:30, 4 a.m.
She's now a toddler. Kurt told me he fed her, changed her diaper, and laid down with her.
So she's laying on my chest on the couch, and I really can't go back to sleep that quickly, so I checked my email. And as soon as I saw the subject, I thought, oh my God, this is it.
The email was from the U.S. Department of Education, and it said it had finished its own review of Kurt's payment history, and under that big do-over I talked about with Elsa, they said Kurt had finally officially been in repayment for 20 years and will now have the rest of his student loans forgiven.
Yeah, it was just me, Pauline, snoring on my chest. And I started crying because I realized, oh, it's the end of like 20 years.
I asked Kurt how he'll celebrate.
Hello, Mom. How are you doing?
And he calls his mom.
I have to say, Mom, you know I cried.
No.
You see, my mom knows me.
I am so happy, sweetheart. And if you need to release the tears, go ahead. This is just wonderful.
Barbara Panton raised Kurt and his brother by herself in Miami and always stressed the importance of education.
I'm very, very proud of you because you have gone on to get your master's. You probably will get your doctorate.
No, I don't think so. I think I'm done, Mom.
After Kurt hangs up, his wife, Lizzie, grabs a tiny bottle of bubbly from the fridge.
There you go. Top.
And they toast the email
to the Department of Education.
All right.
Ready? Cheers.
That says Kurt's loans will soon be in his past, all while his future sleeps quietly in the other room. Corey Turner, NPR News.